Mister!
This week on Mr. Zero Psycho Jello Radio Show, Jethro Tull. Mr. Zero, this is the Psycho Jello Show on Jethro Tull. They were formed in 1967 in Blackpool, Lancashire, England. In their career, they have released over 30 albums, 38 singles, and had 7 songs on the Billboard charts. Opening our show was A Song for Jeffrey, live from December of 1968, with none other than Tony Iommi on lead guitar. He was their second lead guitarist before he went back to Black Sabbath and changed heavy metal as we know it. In the band Jethro Tull, there is no member of the band named Jethro Tull. No, no, no. There was a person named Jethro Tull. He was born in Berkshire, England in 1674 and passed away in 1741. He was the inventor of the seed drill. The founder of the band on vocals, flute, and guitar was Ian Scott Anderson. He was born in Dunfermline, Scotland on the 10th of August in 1947. Many people think his name is Jethro Tull. It is not. I once saw Jethro Tull at Mystic Lake in Prior Lake, Minnesota on the 11th of August in 2002. Martin Barr blew me away. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. Coming up now is my favorite Jethro Tull song. It was the B-side to their single Love Story. This is from December of 1968, a Christmas song.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed. Where a mother held her baby, you'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll just laugh when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure does not need making. That Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? And if I've just messed up your thoughtless pleasures, we'll be right back.
or kissed by a witch one night in the wood. And later insisted your feelings were true. His promise was coming, believing he listened while laughing you flew. He's spotting red, yellow, brown all over the scene. And the love you have found lay outside in the rain. Washed clean by the water, but nursing his pain. The witch's promise was coming, and you're looking elsewhere for your own selfish gain.
Heard from April of 1970, The Witch's Promise. And before that was the number 11 hit from April of 1969, Living in the Past. Their co-founder was also their drummer, Clive William Bunker, born on the 30th of December in 1946 in Bedfordshire, England. Their bass player was Glenn Douglas Bernard Cornick, born in Lancashire on the 23rd of April in 1947. He passed away on the 28th of August in 2014. If you'd like to read more about artists like this and other artists that we cover on the Psycho Jello Show, go to rosevillepatch.com and look under the artists. There are over 150 articles to choose from. Coming up now is the number 62 hit from March of 1971. This song was frequently played by Wicked Lester, which eventually became Kiss, one of the few cover tunes they ever did, and one of my favorites, Locomotive Breath.
Children jumping off. one by one. His woman and his best friend in bed and having fun. Oh, he's calling down the corridor on his hands and knees. Oh, Charlie stole the handle and the train, it won't stop going. No, oh, it just slowed down.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel that I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride sails over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. Sandcastle virtues are all swept away in the tidal destruction, the moral malaise. The elastic retreat rings the close of play as the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes are worn at the heels, and your suntan's rapidly peels, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick. And the love that I feel, it's so far away. I'm a bad dream that I just had today. And you shake your head and said it's a shame. Spin me back down the years and the days of my youth. Draw the lace and black curtains and shut out the whole truth. Spin me down the long ages, let them sing the song.
take you down to that bright city mile that powder your sweet face and paint on a smile that will show all of the pleasures and none of the pain when you join my explosion and play with my games. Hello. No unconditional surrender, no armistice day. Each night I'll die in my contentment and I'll lie high in your grave while you bring me water and I give you wine. Let me die.
That last song was from October of 1974, War Child. I'm working on an article entitled War Babies. It's about the British musicians who invented rock and roll that were born before, during, and after World War II. You see, their mothers were scared and frightened during the German bombing raids of World War II, and their fetuses got an extra dose of hormones, therefore giving them a creativity that had not been before or since World War II. Look for that article coming up on the RoseVillePatch.com called War Babies. Their first guitar player was one Mick Abrams, born on the 7th of April in 1943 in Bedfordshire, England. He was then replaced by Tony Iommi, born on the 19th of February in 1948. And their third and most famous guitar player was one Martin Lancelot Barr, born on the 17th of November in 1946 in Birmingham, England. I have to tell you, folks, I saw both Iommi and Martin Barr live, and I gotta say that Martin Barr is the next closest thing to Tony Iommi I have ever seen. And they started out at the same time in the same town. Coincidence? I think not. Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, right next to Music Go Round for the last 10 years. You are about to hear, from September of 1975, the number 79 hit, Minstrel in the Gallery. All right, folks, we have reached the end of our show. Taking you out live from June of 1978 is Aqualung.
Start away uneasy, or you pour out just start away uneasy. Oh, you poor old salt, you see, it's only a bee. Oh, you know it's only a bee.
Mr. Zero, this was the Psycho Jello Show on Jethro Tull. We shall hear you next time in the stars.
Well, if you want games and if you want